session number 15616, Reel 1.
Mrs. Morgan, Reel 1. Where were you born, please?
26 Widdop Street, Goole, Yorkshire.
Which year was this?
1st of the 1st, 24th.
What did your father do for a living?
Shunter on the railway.
Did you go to school in Goole?
Yes.
Which school did you go to?
Pasture Road, Bulfury Road and the big elementary school.
How old were you when you left school?
14. Well, 3 weeks before I was 14.
So that was just before the war?
2 weeks before. 2 years before.
When you left school, did you get a job?
Yes.
What as?
Service. Half day.
In Goole?
In Goole.
Did you hear the broadcast of Neville Chamberlain declaring war on Germany?
Yes.
How do you feel about that?
I was at Blackpool at my aunties and uncles. That's all I know about it.
Did it upset you?
Well, I think with the age we were at that age, 16, you're not really that, you know, to me, you don't understand a lot, do you, of it?
Now, I think that when you were in Goole, you did some work for entertaining the troops.
Yes.
Can you tell me what it was, what it involved?
It was the Goole Command Performance Show. There's a band and a full show. And there was two tap dancing classes in Goole, and so many of one and so many of another got together. And we were like the dancing girls to perform for the shows round all the camps of round Goole and Hull, Immingham, all the way round Pollington, Tollingham, isn't there? Those two places.
Was it the Army or the Air Force that you were entertaining?
Both. Army and the Air Force, but biggest partly was the Air Force.
Do you remember any of the air bases that you visited to do?
Immingham, Pollington. There was quite a few round there we went to. I know when we've gone past to go to Bridlington, I've said to him, oh, I've been to that airport there. But to say that was in 16 and 17 years of age, you. I do remember Immingham because of the bombs that had dropped on Hull the night before, and the bombs that dropped in actually the camp before we got there.
What did they call the group that was doing the entertaining?
Goole Gang Show. Northern Command. White Rose badge we had.
Do you remember who was the person who organised it?
I think it was Townsend, from Mr. Townsend, from the Goole Press office that organised it. And then the Goole Gang, that band I was telling, Gaiety Boys band, they all used to collect at my boss's. He had a milk business and used to go for a pint of milk before they went, so that if he got any beer, it settled it.
Was it just tap dancing in the gang show?
It was like any show that you have. You have the chorus girls, don't you? We did the can-can and things like that. We made our own clothes.
But did you have comedians and
yes.
other people?
Yes, we had, now you said, mentioned it, Mr. Atkinson, he's dead now. He used to get dressed up as, I'm 62, Frank Randall Mendibur, he was one of the comedians. But I I don't remember them all now.
And you said you had a conjurer as well?
Yes, that was Mr. Townsend himself with pigeons, doves. Dove, but I never saw them going or coming home. Don't know where he hid them, but I know they came out and come off instead of the stage. Mind you, I don't suppose you were bothered at that age.
Did you ever get any big names from show business?
Oh, no. No, it was just our own Ghoul Gang show.
Were you paid for it?
No, it was all voluntary work. It was all voluntary.
What kind of reception did you get from the airmen and troops?
They always put us on a good meal afterwards. But you only finished off in the officer's mess. And if they wanted to dance a tango or anything like that, you knew what to give them, and that was as far as it went. There was no, you know, funny business going on at all. My boss said he was there to make sure there wasn't. He's wise. But they were all nice lads. They were glad of a show, I think, because they were all mixed, Canadians, Americans, you know, all the lot in the camps. Even on one plane could be all the Scotch and Canadians and American. I know one plane and I knew the Canadian pilot. I know the other girl was a Scotch girl.
How long were you doing it for during the war, do you think? For months or years or what?
Well, a good 2 or 3 years of it, till I got married, of course. I'd finished with it when I met Mr. Warren.
And how many nights a month, say, would you be doing it, do you think?
Oh, it couldn't be that many, because they were all business people. They were all business people that was in the show. I mean, my boss was one of them, and even the group in the band, it was the Gaiety Boys, they had other dances to go on. It was the Ghoul dance leading band was the Ghoul Gang show.
Did you already have the costumes ready, or did you have to make them?
Oh, we made our own costumes. Yes. I couldn't tell you any girls' names now. I've forgotten them.
Now, on a different subject, did Ghoul get much bombing during the war?
Not a lot, but we were called out a lot. We got a little, but we got called out more for Hull. Every time Hull got it, we were called out. As should I say?
Please.
As the aeroplanes used to head for the church spire, what's on the dock's side, circle around it and then head off up the river to it. Is it the Humber or the Ouse there that joins up there? They used to head up there for Hull. We used to say it's a good target, that, for all, is that water, the river.
So you knew about the bombing that Hull was getting?
Oh, yes, definitely, because we used to say that the news that came on the wireless about Coventry, we used to say, well, they want to see Hull and hear Hull out every night, practically, we were.
So the German aeroplanes used to fly up to this church and circle
round
the factory house.
I was once outside my shop putting my big wooden shutters up, you know, for blackout. And we had that low sky with the weather, a low sky. And a big German plane went over and I could see it from where I was.
Did you ever go to Hull to see the damage?
Well, we went through with the gang show when we went to these different places. But that was the main time that to go to Immingham, you had to go through Hull to get to there, and I remember that plainly. But I used to go to Hull a lot as a young girl.
Do you remember any particular buildings or streets in Ghoul that were hit by the bombs?
Yes, one at end in the picture house, at end of Carter Street. in Goole, Carter Street. It's next to the picture house, it was. And then once, I know we'd visitors from Manchester, and the siren went, and this lady visitor, and my youngest sister was only a little girl then, was walking up Western Road, and by all accounts my dad was coming out, he worked on Shunter, the railway, where all them bridges are at Goole, and planes were coming over, machine gunning, because this friend got underneath a little horse and cart with me, my sister, and my dad had to put his back against these sleepers that was a fence near where he near the cabin where he worked. Like, I remember that, but you see, later on it was later on when we got all that, and I was partly at Manchester and partly at Salisbury, where my husband was stationed when we got married. You see, he was at the Peacock at the men's place when he was put into Goole, and the Peacock Hotel went to fire across the way, and his mate got killed through them jumping out of the, because it was set afire through, because that's right next to Docks. What I'm talking about is the Peacock Hotel. When the siren used to go, my father used to push us into the air raid shelter, and he used to say, "The buggers, they're going round at the parish church spire and heading up the river." Or was it Humber, would it be? I don't know which it was. To Hull. They're going to get it tonight, to Hull.
As a young woman going about during the war, did you find that there was much crime during the Second World War?
No, I didn't. Probably just now and again. I know my friend that lived where I worked, and I lived a few streets away. I used to sometimes have to walk home with her, because there'd be somebody who was a little bit, you know, sexy, and I used to say, "Oh, put some slap shoes on so you could pick it up and wallop them with it." That's all I ever remember. We had no... and we'd go packed with the troops, because we had the Sussex, you know, when after Dunkirk.
The Sussex Regiment?
Regiment that was... had to come away from Dunkirk. They were billeted in Goole, and they had to walk about with the guns. They had to even go to pitches with the guns on their shoulders, because they'd let them go at the Dunkirk, you see. They were billeted even in people's homes.
What about people taking advantage of the blackout to commit crimes like...
No, I never heard of anything like that, no. And there was nobody... went out dancing more to dances, and coming home I was never afraid of anything like that. Could go to all villages, and we'd come home in a crowd and have a sing song, you know. We hadn't any worry of what we have now. We used to leave his doors open. My dad used to leave key in door for us to come in outside. You hadn't any of that worry at all.
Did you ever hear of any woman being attacked in the Black...
No.
Did you ever hear of people looting houses?
No, because there wasn't any houses bombed in Goole. No. No, it's just Hull that got the brunt of it all.